We're back with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It's time to talk fishing, and it's appropriate that this portion of the show is sponsored by Fish Fighter Products. They're located in Mountain Home, Idaho. They make all sorts of inventive and cool accessories for your boat, whether you have a power boat or a drift boat. They have got what you need to have a more enjoyable and more productive day on the water. Find out more at fishfighterproducts.com. Our fishing today is going to take place in the cowboy state of Wyoming. We're talking to Sarah Dorenzo. She's a public outreach specialist for Wyoming Game and Fish. And it turns out that Wyoming's not only a great hunting destination in the fall, it's a great fishing destination too. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Sarah, we've got three stations in Wyoming, and I thought we'd just kind of go through the specific listing areas where those stations are, and you can tell us about some of the places that folks might want to visit, whether they're listening to those stations or anywhere else in our listening area. And we'll start off in Evanston, Wyoming. For people who want to do a little fall fishing in the Evanston area, where would you recommend they go and why?
There's no shortage of good fall fishing destinations all around Wyoming, but that corner of the state has a couple of great ones to check out. Our fisheries supervisor in Green River, he recommends the Hams Forks River just downstream of Kemmer City Reservoir. It's a great trout fishery, and it has a lot of public access through a Game and Fish fishing easement along the river and through a stretch of private land onto the reservoir. So that's a great place to head if you're looking for trout. You can also always check out Flaming Gorge for burbot. It's getting colder. It's good burbot season. So depending on what you're looking to catch, there are a couple options.
Well, Flaming Gorge Reservoir, not only burbot, a couple other species too. Aren't there a lot of kokanee in there and a lot of trout too?
There are. We have the kokanee salmon and then a couple different other species of fish. And with the weather cooling down, it's a great opportunity to get out on that reservoir.
Well, let's head over to the Wind River Range and to Riverton, where our newest station, KVOW, is broadcasting our show. For folks in that area of Wyoming, where would you recommend they go for a little fall fishing?
So there are a couple of great areas there, too. If you're a walleye fisherman, you can check out some of the waters around Lander. And if you're willing to take a little bit more of a drive, you can head up to just around Boisen Reservoir. That is a great fall fishing location, and the walleye fishing is the best it's been in a long time, and they're forecasting that to last all the way through the fall. When the weather starts getting colder, the walleye in Boisen Reservoir start feeding on bigger fish like perch and rainbow trout. So it's another great opportunity for a little bit more diversity in the big trout state of Wyoming. Then there's always great brown trout fishing all around just those mountains around Lander.
So, Sarah, question for you. Do you like to eat fish?
I do.
All right. So if I was to put down trout on a plate and walleye on a plate, which one would you be eating first?
Well, I guess the trout, just because I'm a trout person.
Have you eaten walleye before?
I have, yeah. Walleye's great. I eat the walleye too.
All right. I'll tell you what. I love catching trout. I love catching walleye, but I think walleye may well be my favorite freshwater fish to eat. It is just delicious. But moving on from eating fish to catching fish, let's go to our last place where we have listeners in Wyoming, and that's in the greater Sheridan area. Up there by the Bighorn Mountains, are there some places where folks ought to consider fishing this fall?
Yeah. You know, there are some areas up around that region that are great for fishing. We have, Bighorn Lake and Bighorn River that are in between like Sheridan and Cody area that have some really big and active sauger. You know, you could catch a fish that's around 5 to 6 pounds or an average of 2 to 4 pounds. There's also, I would, still recommend Healy Reservoir up near Buffalo. It's a great destination for bass, and you can expect some of those largemouth bass to be over 20 inches long or 5 pounds.
Wow.
You know, Keyhole Reservoir is always a good place to go. We had a lot of good water in the reservoir this summer, and so the fish are in very good condition.
You know, and folks, bass fishing, everyone thinks once October hits, it's over, but the bass are still there. You've got to use really slow presentations, but yes, you can catch bass in November. Turning our attention back to trout, you've got a really special destination in eastern Wyoming called Sand Creek, and I understand it's quite the fall brown trout fishery. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Sand Creek is a fishery located just south of Beulah, Wyoming, and that's in the foothills of the Black Hills area. This Sand Creek fishery is a wild fishery. We've never stocked it just because it doesn't need it. It's really populous fish area. There are around 5,000 to 6,000 fish per mile. The average length is about 8 to 12 inches, and some fish even reach to the 3 to 4 pound weight range. And what also makes this a really special fishery is that it's part of our extreme angler program, which is where we've had in-stream water flow rights secured. So there will always be water in this fishery. Another really accessible location is accessible through game and fish property and walk-in fishing areas. So it's definitely a place to check out for the fall if you like fishing rivers, if you're like going for brown trout. The limit, 12 brown trout in possession. And rainbow is catch and release, and it's flies and lures only there.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful place to spend a couple of days. Last but not least, let's head back to southwest Wyoming to Fontanelle Reservoir. I understand you've got something really different going on called a burbot raffle there. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we are partnering for a burbot raffle, and that raffle opens in October, late October, so right now, until the LaBarge Ding-a-Ling Burbot Derby, and that closes on February 11th. So in that time period, if you're fishing at Fontanelle and you catch a burbot with a pink 2018 burbot raffle Floyd tag, this is your ticket for entering the drawing. And so each tag is imprinted with that date and the phone number for Game and Fish. And if you catch a burbot wearing those tags, call that number on the tag, and a Game and Fish employee will provide the address and directions for mailing the tag in, and you'll be entered into the drawing.
What can you win through this drawing?
So you can win a $1,000 grand prize.
Nice.
And that's thanks to the Upper Bear River chapter of Trout Unlimited.
All right, so win $1,000 by catching burbot, at least tag burbot at Fontanelle Reservoir. Go for a quality fishing trip at Sand Creek, or just go to one of these other great locations throughout Wyoming to catch sauger, walleye, bass, trout, burbot, and more. The Cowboy State, it's not just for hunting in the fall, it's for fishing too. If you want to find out more, go to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. Just Google Wyoming Game and Fish, and you will find it in a hurry. Sarah, thanks for taking the time to tell us about these great fishing opportunities on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks.